My Little Gifts, A Book of Sharing by Joe Wittek, illustrated by Carolyn Rousset. At holiday time, I open a pile of sparkling presents. I tear and crumble and rip. I find dolls and dresses, books, and even a bike. I thank Mom and Dad, Grandma and Grandpa. They smile, and their smiles make me happy too, as if I'd gotten an extra gift, one that didn't come wrapped in a shiny box. My favorite present is my little red suitcase, but my little sister Lily wants to play with it too. I scream, "It's mine, not yours! Yank it back!" Lily starts to cry and Dad runs over. I think he is going to scold me, but instead he opens his arms and squeezes us tight. He whispers, "You don't have to give away your suitcase, but you can always share." It's true. Gifts are more fun when they are shared. At recess, we share too. We swap trading cards and stickers and even our favorite games. I teach my friend Lee how to play hopscotch, and he teaches me how to play marbles. I want a sour candy and a new favorite game. A gift can be handmade. To make a cake for Mom and Dad, we will need a dozen eggs, a cup of flour, a heap of sugar, and a sprinkle of good cheer. We stir in 2 pounds of hugs and 3 tons of kisses. Ta-da! It's ready. Cake tastes better when it is made just for you. Margot is my very best friend. She is an excellent speller, a beautiful singer, and a wonder at jumping rope. And today she tells me something special, that I am her very best friend too. My heart jumps with joy. Her kind words are a gift I can treasure in my heart. At school today, we learned all about bees, about hives and pollen and their buzz, buzz, buzz. Knowledge is a gift as sweet as honey. It was very interesting. When I came home, I tell Lily everything. I explain, I draw, I act it out. With big, dazzled eyes, Lily asks for more, more, more. I feel like the queen bee. On our walk, I give my hand to my mom. She squeezes it and kisses my cheek. The kiss feels as light as a dandelion puff. My heart feels light too, like I am floating in air. Hugs and kisses are gifts that I can give my mom, and my mom can give to me. Margot and I are making friendship bracelets. Well, Margot is. I am making a big tangle. My bracelet is ruined and I start to cry. But Margot pats my back and asks, "Can I help?" She unties the strings with magic fingers. My friend gives me the gift of her help and the gift of a beautiful bracelet. "Which jam should we open?" Mom asks. Lily wants the orange one, and I want the red one. I like the little bits of cherry inside. But Grandpa made these jams with love, and I know he wouldn't want us to fight, so I let my sister decide. In the creation studio, we share everything, especially imagination. When we dream together, our ideas are bigger and brighter. We pass the glue and the crayons, mix the markers, and swap the scissors. We lend each other a hand. We cut, we tinker, and we laugh a lot. I have received so many gifts. I have kind words in my heart and a kiss on my cheek, a bike to ride, and a new game to play. And now I have a gift to give. It's a blue suitcase for my sister Lily. Now we can pretend we are travelers and journey around the world. It does not matter if a gift is big or small, fancy or plain, only that it comes from the heart. I have so many gifts to give, and so do you. The end.